The final concert of the Northwest Indiana Symphony's current season might surprise listeners, especially as its March performance was a performance of ballet music by two 20th century Russian composers. So, Tammy, please unveil this rather unusual final concert in the season.
Sure. Thank you, Jonathan. So our final concert of our 84th season is going to be the music of Tina Turner, the legendary Grammy-winning artist Tina Turner. We have three guest vocalists that are going to be coming and performing with the symphony for that event, and that's going to be at the Hard Rock Live. So we think it's a really great venue to sort of couple such a legendary entertainer's musical portfolio and in such a rock and roll sort of inspired environment.
Now, it's not just her greatest hits, is it? It's a more expansive presentation of the music of her time and her life.
Sure. So I think, yeah, we've got the traditional Tina Turner songs, the Best and Proud Mary and Private Dancer and Thunderdome and all of those songs. And then there's also things like Disco Inferno and like you said, other sort of pieces of her during the times that she was popular. So it's a high energy sort of very fun rock and roll, soul, R&B kind of cross-genre mix of entertainment.
And who are the performers for this tribute show?
Sure. So there's three singers. There's Lakeisha Jones, who I think a lot of people, if you watch American Idol, she was the fourth place finalist on the 2007 season of American Idol, which was if you watch it, that was the year Jordan Sparks won. So if you want to put that in, if you can sort of figure that season out. And so after she came in fourth there, she ended up going on and making like her own records, and she ended up doing some other Broadway. I think she was in The Color Purple on Broadway and participated in like things with like Chaka Khan, and she's performed with a bunch of symphony orchestras. And then there's another female vocalist. Her name is Nova Payton, and she's also done a lot of Broadway performance in like Hairspray and Dreamgirls. And then we have a gentleman. His name is Armando Imagines, and he does TV work, but he's performed on stage with like Michael Bolton, Paul McCartney, Lionel Richie, and Gwen Stefani, and a bunch of different people like that. And so these are like professional singers, entertainers, and they're going to come, and then they're going to perform with the orchestra. And our orchestra, I should point out also, we're going to have like a heavy, what's called a rhythm section, that's going to be sort of called out of the orchestra, and they're going to be sort of in the front as well with the musicians, and that's going to be a lot of our musicians, but they're going to be playing, you know, like the drum kit and like electric bass and all of those sorts of things as well. So it's not just symphonic instruments. We've got, you know, some added more rock and roll type instruments as well.
I asked our colleague, orchestra manager Karen Dickelman, why there are so many of these touring shows of bands playing now with orchestras. And she reminded me that many of the great pop songs we know were performed with orchestras, and that we tend not to see them, the recording being done in the studio. But there are some bands like ELO, in which orchestra is in the name. So have you any thoughts on the popularity of these types of concerts?
I think you're right, and Karen's right, that it's, you know, a lot of times you're not quite maybe picking up on all of the instrumentation that comes into a lot of popular music, both now and especially in the past. And so you might think, oh, it's all guitars and whatnot, but then it's like, well, no, it is. I do hear there's violins and there's, you know, brass instrumentation and all. So I think it's nice that you can come into a concert like this and you can see sort of and feel and experience the whole instrumentation and the whole musical arrangement of everything that is being presented to you. And so I think it makes the music richer, and I think it makes it a richer and more entertaining experience from an audience point of view.
So as I said, this is the season finale for the symphony. How can listeners learn more, and how can they acquire tickets?
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is nisorchestra.org, and you can read a little bit about the concert there. And then we'll also have links to the guest performers if you want to look up anything about them and see sort of their background and their biographies as well. And then, you can buy tickets online. They start at $49. They go up to $89. And it's going to be a great show for the end of the to conclude our 84th season.
And then just quickly, the symphony will be back performing a series of summer concerts in late July, early August. Could you say a little something about that set of free summer concerts?
Yes. So, our summer season kicks off. It's usually 3 weeks at the end of July into the beginning part of August, and those are our free summer concerts, I think, in 6 or 7 communities throughout Northwest Indiana. I think we kick off in Lansing and we conclude in Griffith, and you can find us flying around, multiple dates in between those as well. So you can keep an eye on that. And those concerts are always, I think, Maestro always kind of tries to program things that are coming up on our next season of concerts to kind of give you a little preview and kind of wet your whistle, if you would like, to come and get tickets for all of those shows as well.
Well, thank you, Tammy, for joining us. I hope that we can fill out Hard Rock Live for the music of Tina Turner on May 22nd. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.